We're talking some Jackson County football today with head coach Sean Loftus as Jackson County gets prepared for a big game coming up Friday night at Smith County. A lot on the line, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Coach, first of all, coming off the bye week, team, how do you feel about the team? Everybody kind of rested up?
Oh, yes, we are. I mean, came back, gave them all week off last week. We were a little banged up after the last couple of weeks, and, you know, the bye week actually came at a really good time for us. So being able to get, you know, for the most part, we were at full strength right now. But just to kind of get over some of the bumps and the bruises that we've had over the past couple of weeks. You know, this week, hopefully we'll be able to get through this week of practice healthy in order to get to the game on Friday night with everybody ready to go.
Has it been difficult at all to kind of get the players back into practice mode and, you know, football mindset and everything like that?
You know, it actually has not. Of course, it's winning kind of cures all, you know, and I think coming off of, you know, the last two game winning streak, our kids are eager to get back at it this week, looked like yesterday, and we're focused and just, trying to, you know, do whatever they possibly can in order to prepare for Friday night.
The season started out kind of tough. You lost the opener, then COVID hits, and you've got that to deal with. You had a couple of losses in there and a win sandwiched in between. Then the two-game winning streak. What was the difference you think you saw mostly in your team from kind of that early rough beginning to that two-game winning streak when you were playing so well?
Well, first of all, we finally got everybody back. And then the two games that the last two games we played is the first two games all year long that we have kind of put the same offense and defensive kids out there. So just trying to find that continuity and then getting everybody back healthy again. We had a couple of kids that were banged up coming out of the preseason that missed the first game or two, and then got a couple more hurt and things like that. So we're finally, like I said, we're finally playing with a full deck, and then we're kind of, you know, offensively, we're kind of getting out of our own way. You know, there earlier in the year, we're running new offense, and with you know, with the wing tee, you rely a lot on the motions and things like that. And it seemed like we would first down, we might get 4 or 5 yards, which is good, but then we'd come up there and do a pre-snap penalty, which would put us back down, you know, 2nd and 10 again. And then with that type of offense, you can't get behind the chains. And so we've cut back on their mistakes, on their pre-snap mistakes anyway. Not saying that we're playing perfectly, but, you know, I think our running backs are understanding now what it's like to, you know, make cuts behind the offensive line doing their blocks and things like that. And so I just think we're kind of gelling as an offense. And then defensively, you know, we're creating some turnovers. We're getting key stops whenever we need it, and just trying to get the ball back to our offense, which our offense is just trying to, you know, it's a grind it out, eat the clock type deal, and just try to eliminate and limit the opposing possessions for the opposing offense.
We're speaking with Jackson County head football coach Sean Loftus here on UC Sports Nation. Coach, you go to Carthage and take on Smith County this Friday night. It's a region game. How big is this football game?
Oh, it's a big game. You know, it's the next game, but it's a region game. And like we talked about yesterday with our kids, I mean, this is what we play for on Friday nights. And, with an opportunity, you know, we've made the playoffs before in single A, we've made the playoffs before in double A, but, you know, we kind of made history, 2 weeks ago whenever, you know, with the win against Maplewood and putting herself in the 3A playoffs. However, you know, we want more than just to be in the playoffs. We still have an opportunity You know, the winner of this game has an opportunity of hosting the first round, you know, maybe even more, you know, game in the playoffs. So it's huge. It's huge for both teams. And, you know, I don't want to talk it up to like it's, you know, it's the only thing. However, you know, we understand what's at stake, and we understand we're going to be playing a good football team on Friday. And, you know, we've got to do what we possibly can in order to stop them, you know, on defense and try to you know, possess the ball as much as we possibly can offensively.
Coach, what do you see from Smith County on film that really has your attention, that maybe has you concerned a little bit?
Well, the biggest thing that you see whenever you see them on film is how big they are. I mean, they are, you know, and talking to Coach Dyer, who him and his staff do a tremendous job, and they, you can see the development as their team has gotten better throughout the year already. And, you know, and talking to him earlier in the, you know, in the summertime, he talked about his offensive line and how he was going to, kind of, you know, go as they go. And I could see why, because, you know, they are big up front. I mean, they are a 4A, 5A type offensive line as far as how big they are. And then even behind that, you know, then you got the skill kids. You know, their regular starting quarterback was finally back last week. Or 2 weeks ago, and is playing now. So, but then they have a number 10 that's kind of a direct snap and get as many bodies out in front of them as they possibly can. You know, they're trying to get the ball to number 7 some in the open field and try to make him miss, make people miss and make some big plays for him. So, I mean, we've got our hands cut out for him because, you know, they're a good football team.
Coach, a lot of folks would say that home field advantage may be somewhat overrated in high school, but Smith County is one of those places that seems like it stands out. I know you're familiar with Owl Stadium, the hole, as people call it, because it's really kind of down in a hole. What kind of home field advantage do you think that home stadium, the crowd and everything, gives Smith County?
Oh, and you know, not only is, you know, Smith County's got a lot of tradition, you know, over the past several years. Now, we've not played at Smith County, probably in 10, 12 years now. You know, so none of these kids have probably ever been inside that stadium and know what it's like. You know, but like you say, I mean, it is a unique area. I love it. You know, back whenever I was an assistant coach, I just liked the view that you would have up in the press box, because you've got that bird's eye view that, you know, you don't really get in a lot of stadiums. And, you know, then you got their, you know, we have to make that long walk up the hill still and to the stadium. So, you know, it is an interesting area to play in, but it's I expect a great high school environment, you know, there Friday night, because I know that their town's going to be out, in support of them. You know, and I expect, you know, our fans and stuff to get out there. And our student body has been tremendous over the last couple of weeks of, you know, being here at home and getting involved and having some fun at a ball game and making the crowd get up off their feet or on their feet and get behind these kids. And so I just expect a great atmosphere come Friday night.
I do, too. Both sides of the field, it's going to be rocking and rolling, and it's going to be a great football game. We know that. Jackson County playing at Smith County, a big showdown in Region 5-3A coming up on Friday night. Coach Sean Loftus, good luck to you on Friday night and the Jackson County Blue Devils, and hopefully in a few days we'll be talking about a big win.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me.